Hey y'all, welcome back to the DIY Entrepreneurs Reaction Show. I'm so glad you decided to tune in with me today. Go ahead and hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. I would really appreciate that. Today we're going to be reacting to another Shark Tank pitch, so let's check it out.
Next up is a tool to help you become king or queen of your own castle.
Hello, Sharks. My name is Kevin Lane.
And I'm Lori Lane from New Milford, Connecticut.
We are seeking $350,000 for 10% equity in our company, Create a Castle.
Everybody loves to vacation at the beach. I know that I could lay in the sun for hours with our daughter. Our son would stay in the water all day if we let him. And if you're anything like my husband here, you like to spend hours and hours and hours ignoring his family, building the most elaborate sandcastles.
But it's impossible to build a real sandcastle using the traditional fill and flip buckets. The wet sand sticks in the bucket. Even at its best, it just looks boring.
That's why we invented Create a Castle, revolutionary split mold sandcastle kits that allow you to build elaborate sand structures in no time at all.
Just buckle it, pack it, unbuckle it, and, well, create a castle.
Our pro kit includes a 10-inch cylinder for the base,
a corbel to add a new level of intricacy,
a stackable 6-inch piece for additional height,
a ridge battlement brick form to add to the towers,
and a window cutter to etch out elegant windows.
Then sit back, relax, and enjoy the admiration of everyone on the beach. So Sharks, who wants to create an empire with us, bringing families together one castle at a time with Create a Castle?
I have 6 kids. I'm a mom and bonus mom to 6
All right,
kids, okay?
That's awesome.
So we spend a lot of time on the beach, and I love this. Is there anything like this out there? Because I feel like I've seen something similar.
Nothing like this. We're unique in the fact that we split, so the molds split in half, but they also are stackable on the right kind of sand.
You can build that entire castle.
Yep.
How long did that take?
That took me under 2 hours.
Wow.
I see a patent. Do you want to tell us about that?
I like it. Yes, so go ahead. We have
12 patents worldwide.
12?
Wow.
12.
Does your patent, you believe that protects you against anybody who wants to start splitting their toys open?
We have broad coverage. It scales up and down. That's why we're going down into the indoor line now as well.
All right, guys, look.
Indoor line.
This is a very, very seasonal product.
It works in the snow.
Oh! I like it. I like it. That was pretty cool. They got a snow product too. I love it. But one, it's not as seasonal. Well, I guess it is seasonal because even if you stay in California, you ain't really beaching in a winter season, you know. And then if you stay in the Midwest parts like we in Chicago, you got to build the castle with the snow. And so that's pretty cool. But let's go.
Art.
Love it.
Yeah, so it does. It works year round. We figured that out the first year we did it, and you can stack like
it's
crazy.
It's like Elsa's castle
in
the winter.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like
that.
I was about to say, who wants a castle in the winter, but Elsa?
Yeah.
So guys, what are the price ranges? What's the least and what's the most?
So we go the tool kit that we have there, the small box, that's $10, and then the pro kit retails for $50.
What's your landed cost on this?
The little one is landed at $2. The pro kit, that costs us $9.45.
So what did you sell last year? You're imputing a value of $3.5 million on this.
Last year we did $600,000. And then this year we are doing $3 million.
$3 million?
Go ahead on with the castle.
Are you kidding me?
We landed Costco Canada as well as Sam's Club.
On the $600,000 in sales last year, what did you make on that?
We were actually negative $100,000.
All them patents you had to pay for.
Last year.
Why?
And that was really due to the shipping costs were like 5x what we had budgeted.
Because of COVID.
Yep. Yeah, like we used to get a container in for, you know, $4,000 to $6,000, and you know, a couple of our containers last year were $25,000.
Yeah. Right. And the $3 million in sales, including the Costco and Sam's Club order, what do you think you'll make on that?
This year we're gonna make about $300,000.
What is your margin to Costco then?
The margin we made about 27% to 32% margin.
So that's
so
part of your challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you looking for help for? Because right now it looks like you are scaling really well. I understand you need to reduce costs, but what else are you looking for?
I think mostly we need, you know, with the capital that we're asking for to invest into more product, and we just need expertise. We've made so many mistakes.
And we're expanding into a whole, we want to open up a whole licensing version.
A what?
A licensing version.
Did you say Damon?
Oh.
You're looking for $350,000. I'm assuming that's primarily for inventory. And you're trying to figure out the Costco order translating into a U.S. Costco order, correct? Because a lot of people test up
sure?
in Canada.
Yeah,
Are you sure
that you can make money off of that order?
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, we've learned a lot getting into the big box
stores. Are you going to make money on the Costco order?
Because
they're going to ask you for some co-op advertising as well?
Right. For
that and markdowns
yeah,
and everything.
For, yeah, we know we have
and
the
they
percentage
have the right to return the last 15% of it?
Yes.
Okay,
so you've had returns and markdowns.
Yes. Yep. Yes, we've
and
been
that's,
experiencing
that's impacted
that.
Your 27% margins even worse.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, I think there's too much of an emphasis on sales rather than profits. Mm. Every entrepreneur gets really hyped about doing business with big box retailers. Yes. But the reality is, it's just going to take more and more cash like you found out. And so, you know, chasing margin and profits is good. Chasing sales, in my mind, particularly in these uncertain days, is bad. And so for those reasons, I'm out.
But that's why they said they need some help.
Guys, let me tell you where I'm at. I'm looking at the business model strictly as an investment. Anytime it's $350,000, that's serious capital. I'm not even going to beat you up on the $3.5 million valuation, although I should. It's in my DNA to do that, but I'm going to hold back because I'm under anger management this year. So at the end of the day, it's not investable yet because the business model isn't nailed down. My sense is to dump the low end completely, raise the prices 30%, sell only on your own website direct. Otherwise, you're never going to make any money. I'm out.
Okay. Thank you.
Listen, I don't agree with what he just said. Your price point, I think, is excellent. And I have always found I like to make products for the masses. I like to make things where everybody can afford and enjoy it. But I think for me, it's not something that I want to invest in. I don't invest in everything that I like. You're doing everything right, and I wish you good luck, but I'm out.
They said they need some help.
I absolutely love this product.
Thank you.
It brings me joy, and I love your price point, and I actually totally disagree with Kevin. I think you want a balance of wholesale and retail. Now, coming from a retailer myself who sells an omni-channel, I sell wholesale, I sell direct-to-consumer online, and I have my own retail stores. I think you can do it very thoughtfully. Now, some of the discount retailers, I will agree with Kevin, can absolutely kill you. So being thoughtful about where you go, but I think you've got a home run. I'm going to give you an offer. I'm going to give you $350,000, but I don't think your valuation's $3.5 million. You lost $100,000 last year, so I don't see the $3.5, but I do see that there's going to be great potential and opportunity. I'd like to give you $350,000 for 20%. And I think I can help you with that omni-channel, which I do think is going to help you build the business the way you want to build it.
They said licensing, awesome. Though. Damon over there, wait. Come on, Damon.
Wait. Hold on.
Three sharks are out. Kendra has made an offer of $350,000 for a 20% stake in Kevin and Lori's sandcastle toy, Create a Castle.
Which is a neat
I think
product.
I can help you with that omni-channel, which I do think is going to help you build the business the way you want to build it.
Wait. Hold on. I like this, but Mark has a valid point. You know, this is going to be your personal decision, right? Do you raise the price, stay online, and, you know, net more? Or do you want to go big? Do you bring in a shark and you go big? But if you go big, it's a huge cash suck. Massive. So I'm only interested in this for the licensing aspect. That's a personal decision, but I will give you the $350,000 for 25%. And licensing is the key.
You know, look, I disagree with Damon. I don't think this is just a licensing play. And I don't see why you guys can't be the next big toy manufacturer. So that's what I want to do. I want you to dream big, and I think I can help you get there.
By the way, when I say dream big, I'm talking about dreaming big.
So, what do you want to do?
Ask if they want to partner together. They bring different...
You guys ever... work together with the licensing.
Come on, girl.
I would love to work with her, but in this area, I'm the most successful licensing guy up here. That's my area.
And I'm a brand builder. I built my own brand, right, from the ground up, so out of my extra bedroom.
So I'm going to interpret that for you. They said no, they don't want to work together. Aww. What do you want to do?
You can counter.
They said licensing, though. They said they want to do licensing.
What, counter?
Damon,
would you be interested at 15%?
I'd like to stay at 20.
Okay.
I'm going to let you make the call. She makes a decision.
Counter with Damon. Damon has some experience, though. And y'all said license.
I respect both of you guys, well, all of you guys, anyways.
Absolutely.
But I think we're going to go with Kendra at the
I'm sorry,
let's make some sandcastles together.
I love how the husband was like, I'm going to let you make the deal because look. But I'm so glad they were able to get a deal. They got a deal with Kendra for $350K, what they were asking for the 20%, 10% more than what they came in asking for. They were only willing to come in for 10% of equity. And so I love the points that they made. One, they were very smart in acknowledging that we made some mistakes. And now we got to kind of run after Costco and Sam's Club because they are like diminishing the price. And so our margins are decreasing. And we've made some mistakes in the gate. So we need a shark that can help us to, you know, to make a strategy and plan a little bit more better. And so I love that they was able to do that. And then the product. I love the product, you know, the ability to snap it on so that everything stays on. Like, that's going to be cool. And I think that kids and adults are going to really enjoy the product. If I stayed in like a beach town or somewhere and I had children, maybe my grandbabies, but I would definitely get something like this for them. And maybe even for the snow, you know, to help build some things and have some fun in the snow. Although I am not a lay in the snow, play in the snow type of gal. Listen, but who knows what I'll do for my grandbabies. Anyway, and so I'm so glad that they were able to get the deal. I really believe, because they said they wanted licensing. And Damon is the person to help with that license. And once you get that license, you're able to make up from whatever else that you need to do. You know, you get that money coming in because now you're licensing the product to whatever other type of brands or, you know, that may be interested in it. So that's an extra stream of income. I like the talk, the speak that Kendra was saying. They can help them. She can help them to really just think bigger as far as branding and things like that and get it in the hands of multiple people and just really go massive, you know, really go mass sale with that. And so, you know, I hope that they chose correctly. And I think that each one of them brought something different. I'm glad that she asked the question, would you guys want to come in together? And I don't know why they wouldn't want to. They said their response was different things. But I think their internal strategy, because Damon made it a point in saying, is mainly for the licensing. That's what I'm going to be working with you guys for. That's what we're going to be going after. And Kendra was saying, look, we're going after more sales. We're going to build your brand. And so I think they really could have came together and partnered and did the best of both worlds for them with this neat product. So I just really do hope that they chose correctly and that they really see that it becomes profitable for everybody involved. So kudos to them. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and staying until the end. I really do appreciate it. Make sure you hit that like button and become a subscriber to the channel if you like this content. And make sure you check us out for the next ones.
Oh my God.
Let's Congrats, go. Guys.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Sorry, Damon. Thank you so much. One of the reasons we went with Kendra is from the get-go, when we walked in there, she was so excited about the products and totally was invested in us and, you know, talked about the beach and her kids, so we knew she would be the perfect fit for us.
I love this product.
It's very cute.
I love it, and I'm going to use it with my kids.
That's a massively...
Don't do it.
That's, oh! You know, that's a bad deal. I think they're a bad judge of character.
I'm gonna go try to build it back up.
Go ahead, we'll wait.